2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Now more than ever is the time to join the Royal Automobile Club of Australia.
The Honda CR-V really started the SUV revolution back in 1997, quickly becoming the vehicle of choice for mums taking their kids to school. Today, in its fifth generation, it remains Honda's bestseller. An all-new model is due to surface next year. However, the current model can still hold its head high in what is our most competitive market segment. Five two-wheel drive and two all-wheel drive models. I drove the two-wheel drive VTI-X and the top-spec all-wheel drive VTI-LX, both 1.5-litre turbo four-cylinder, driving through a CVT automatic. Honda has now adopted a no-discount fixed-price policy, the VTI-X at $41,500 drive away, offering the best balance of features to price. Honda quality is one of the best in class, and performance-wise, the 1.5-litre turbo four is lively, but loses a little sparkle at times driving through the CVT or continuously variable transmission, and I averaged 8.6 litres 100 on 91 RON petrol. As I said earlier, the CR-V offers a very well-packaged cabin with great passenger and luggage space and features most active safety elements apart from rear cross traffic alert. Whilst it may not be the latest design, the Honda CR-V's strength are quality, practical space and low running and service costs, warranty, 5 years unlimited kilometre. I'm David Berthon.